Good morning. Welcome to Carlos's Blend, where we talk business, life, and taxes. And today, I have a very special guest. I've known this guest for just over 20 years. And the reason she's so special is not only that she's the co-founder of Tax Debt Consultants, she's actually my wife. Welcome, Liz.
Hey, thank you for having me, Carlos. It's awesome to be finally on the podcast. I'm usually in the background. You guys don't see me, but I'm listening.
Yeah, actually, to do this podcast is interesting. For those of you guys that have called the office where we've done Zoom calls, Liz is usually right behind me here. That's her desk. But she's in the office next door, so we can actually do this podcast at the same time and not have our voices dealing with audio issues, which in actuality we did a little bit earlier. And that's why she's wearing the very fine jewelry of a white headphone there that she wasn't too happy to have to wear. Well, Liz, the reason I brought you on today, it's a very special moment. And I know you have a book that we both co-wrote together. And I want to talk about that book. And the name of that new book, and you forgot to take it with you, Liz, so I have it right here sitting on my desk. It's called Love and Taxes, Resolving IRS Problems Together for a Stronger Relationship. That is the name of the new book. And this book has literally just hit Amazon and Kindle. Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you. Same to you.
We wrote this book for, Liz, tell me, I'm going to give you the backstory behind this book, and then we can kind of get into it a little bit more. The backstory, for those of you guys that don't know, and I talk about it in my media appearances on different podcasts, is when I originally had met Liz over 20 years ago. At that time, I was an actual real estate, a mortgage officer in the real estate industry. So I actually did loans for a living, and Liz, here in the city of Redlands, the same city that our office is currently located. And Liz was actually looking for a home to buy, and a realtor, is that correct, Liz? A realtor came out.
A realtor friend, yeah.
Why don't you kind of tell, that's your part of the story. What were you trying to do at that time?
Well, I was looking for a house. I have a friend who referred me to a realtor that was out in the Inland Empire. And she kept trying to connect me with this one guy to get approved for a loan to get a house. And that guy was Carlos. So the story just goes from there. I looked for houses, kind of already had a person I was dealing with. And this guy kept calling me at my job, like, hey, I have my realtor friend said, you needed to get approved for a loan. Just wanted to, touch base with you. And I'd be like, oh, I'm too busy. Sorry. Bye. I think I did that a few times. And yeah. And we finally connected. And, here we are 20 years later.
Well, she kind of left out part of the story. At that mortgage, when I was pre-qualifying her for a mortgage, I actually invited her out to lunch because she had a few hours to go before she had to meet with the realtor. And I took her out to lunch about a mile and a half down the road here at a Thai restaurant. We sat down and had lunch. And I knew that day I would actually marry her. And at that time, I was in my mid-30s. I actually didn't believe I'd ever get married. Wasn't looking for a girlfriend, a relationship. And here I was having dinner with my future wife. And as the story goes, she didn't realize, right? I'm assuming you didn't realize, Liz, that you were going to marry me at that lunch. a couple of years we dated. We eventually started dating. And a couple of years later, we actually got married. And that's where the story begins and where this book begins. Because we got married, but I did not tell her. And it was a scumbag mood. And I admit that. I did not tell her that I had not filed my taxes in over 8 years. And was in trouble with the IRS and the state of California, and owed thousands upon thousands of dollars in taxes. Yet I had married her. How'd that make you feel, Liz?
For a girl who was pretty much, as soon as I got my my tax documents. I was like making my appointment with my tax preparer, ready to go. I mean, I was like on the clock all the time. So for me, yeah, when you kind of dropped that bomb on me, it was scary. It was really, really scary.
And for those of you guys that are watching this, it might be in a similar situation where your spouse or your significant other, maybe you're not even married, but your significant other has tax problems, and you marry that person, you've basically married into that tax problem. A lot of people do not realize once you get married and once you start filing joint returns, or even if you don't file joint returns, even if you get joint bank accounts and you have an individual that owes taxes, they can actually take those individuals' taxes, even though it's not their tax problem. Whether it's your spouse, in a lot of situations, and Liz, you've seen this, where people will call us because they took their kids' money out of their bank account because the parent was on the bank account, right? So you owe taxes, you're on a joint bank account with your child, or it could be your parent, your elderly parent, or even your spouse. All of a sudden, the government just sees your social security number on a bank account. They'll take the money. Correct, Liz?
That's right. We've heard this story many, many times. And it's super unfortunate. And
Well, and the good news, you know, obviously I married her, and then I had known after we had gotten married what I had done and felt guilty as hell. And that's actually when I immediately started doing research on, you know, who can actually help me with my tax problem. And a lot of people don't realize there's only three types of people that can legally represent you with the IRS. And that's an attorney. That doesn't have to be a tax attorney, an attorney, a CPA, or an enrolled agent that's licensed by the Department of Treasury. And that's what I am. I'm an enrolled agent. So I did my research. I knew there were only three people that can help me. And I had actually found what I always call and talk about in my last book, my godfather, Ernie. I had went to Ernie's. He sat down in front of him, and he had basically said, "Hey, Carlos, you're a good person. You just made a bad decision, but we can fix your problems. And then we can protect your wife at the same time." And when I heard that news, I actually went, that's when I went to Liz. And just as she just said earlier, I dropped the bomb. I said, "Liz, here's what's happened in my past life. I hadn't filed in 8 years. The IRS and state have been after me for taxes. And maybe I don't remember the conversation after that, because I'm pretty sure she probably was yelling at me." But the main thing that came out of that was, "Do you have a solution to it?"
Yeah.
And I did. I did have that solution. And that's when I told her about Ernie and how he could help me. And we had actually, I retained Ernie. He became my power of attorney to represent me. And Ernie was able to fix my tax problems. And this was almost 20 years ago that this had all happened. About 18 years ago, because we were already married at that time. Yeah. So this is when we started that process. And here we are 18 years later. So Liz, it's possible, right? It's possible to have tax problems and still be together and have that stronger relationship, as that book says, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think for me, when you came to me and said I had a solution, you know, my anxiety went down and we found the perfect person. And I'm so thankful, you know, that you did that. But I encourage everybody in the future, you know, if you have a relationship, you know, make sure you guys, it's a hard subject to talk about. I mean, you like Carlos has said in the past, you feel so much shame, you know, because, you know, it just keeps, it doesn't go away. This problem never goes away, and you can only hide for so long.
Right. And Liz said something perfectly. And the reason, and I think when couples meet or they're married or this is going on, it's not that they don't want to do something about it. They deep down, I truly believe deep down, they want to resolve their tax issue. There's just a lot of shame. There's an embarrassment. Who do you go to? A couple of days ago, I was speaking to about 30, 35 realtors here locally. And we talked about this. I'm like, you know, who do you go to when you haven't filed your taxes or you owe a lot of money? Do you go to your family members and tell them, oh, I haven't filed my taxes, right? It's just something you don't do. Do you go to your friends? You know what? Talking about personal finances is one of the most personal things. People would much rather talk about their health than their personal finances and their personal situations. And Liz has seen this. Liz tends to be the first contact a lot of times when people call the office or couples call the office. They'll call the office and Liz is usually that first contact, that friendly voice that can say, hey, let's talk about your situation. Liz, it's funny. We were talking about this last night. Who's the people that usually come to you or call us? It's usually not the tax person, the person with the tax problems, right?
No, it's usually the significant other because they start talking to their, you know, their future husband or wife. And they're like, okay, we got to fix this because they're like me, the one that's done everything by the book. And now they're going into a relationship with somebody, you know, who just got a little behind and needs some help.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we said, I told Liz, we actually have Kleenex here. We got to keep Kleenex because it's a counseling session. We're getting it deep into what's happened in the past, but the beauty behind is when we start going through this process, the beauty behind this, and I tell everybody, I don't care how bad your tax problem is or how big it is. It's a solvable situation. There's a solution. It may not be the perfect solution that you want. I get people all the time. Why doesn't the IRS just cancel all the penalties and interest? Why don't they just do that? Well, there's laws and procedures that we have to follow, and there's guidelines that they have. And our job is to kind of walk you through, you know, what are the guidelines and what is the best options based on your current financial situation? Liz, one of the most important things that when we're talking with the client, we always sit down and explain to them, there's three specific steps of dealing with the tax problem. I don't care how big or how small it is, especially for somebody that doesn't really even know what's going on because maybe they haven't done anything for years, right?
Right.
Can you remind, and you talk about it in the beginning of your book, what are those three specific steps?
First step is the investigation. You know, we need to know exactly what's happening, you know, if there's been any notices, anything that's been happening between the IRS or the state of California. The next is becoming compliant. You know, how many years have you not filed your tax returns? And how many do we need to file? Because not necessarily do you need to file. If you've done it, not filed for 10 years, do you necessarily need to file all of those years? And then the last part is resolution. You know, what's the end result? How can we deal with the debt that you owe? So those are our three steps that we do.
And again, Liz, you talked about it here. That investigation is so important, especially because when an individual hasn't dealt with their tax situation or are in tax problems, one of the biggest things that we see is that they really don't even know what the problem is. Maybe they haven't filed in a couple of years, 5 years, or one of our my couple I always think about haven't filed in 18 years. You know, they really don't know. And I'll talk a little bit about that one. I actually had a couple come in here. Let me back up. The spouse came in here because husband was actually sick. So she hadn't filed her tax returns in the last couple of years. Her husband handled all the finances. And you see that a lot. Sometimes it's one spouse that handles all the details of the finances in the family. So she had come in, you know, didn't file her returns in a couple of years. And she told me, we just need to file a couple of years of returns because my husband normally handles it. Well, I have a very strict rule. If you haven't filed it in at least a couple of years, and I have to file a power of attorney because I really want to know how big the problem is or how small the problem is. When we had filed the power of attorney to do our investigation, we actually found out there were 18 years of unfiled tax returns. The husband had never filed the returns. She thought they were being filed. And the sad part in that situation, most of those years all had very significant refunds. So they weren't really getting notices from the IRS that, that you haven't filed your tax returns. And probably the reason is because there were significant refunds every single one of those years, except for the last few years. So she had lost almost all of those refunds. So, and that's why that investigation that Liz was just talking about is so important to get done. You know, we don't want to, and Liz, I always talk about, remember that case where that gentleman came in here, he had 10 years of unfiled returns, and he wanted to come in here. And as Liz was talking about, he explained the three specific steps, the investigation. I told him, we got to do the investigation. We want to make sure that we're going to file how bad the tax problem is, what tax returns need to be filed before we do that step two that Liz mentioned, the compliance part. And do you remember that story, Liz, what happened? He decided he wanted to save some money,
yeah.
Went to H&R Block, and what did he do?
They filed all the returns.
They literally filed all 10 years of tax returns.
Right.
And when they filed all 10 years of tax returns, he had actually come back to me with all 10 years in a manila envelope and basically said, hey, Carlos, now can you help me? I filed all my returns. And I'm like, you did what? I'm like, you prepared your returns, right? You didn't file all those. He goes, oh no, H&R Block told me to file the returns. Well, what had happened, four of those years, the IRS never wanted those years. And he almost had $100,000 tax liability on four of those years that the IRS never would have tried to collect. But because he filed the returns, they have to now collect on those returns. So that is the power behind doing that investigation. And it's just so important. The next step that Liz talked about, so she talked about the investigation. She talked about the compliance, the compliance part, the filing of the returns. And the final step is that once we file the returns that need to be filed, now we know how big the tax problem is, right, Liz?
Right.
Now we can decide, do you qualify for an installment agreement? Do you qualify for what everybody wants, that offer and compromise or the Fresh Start program, as many media or TV shows or TV ads talk about? Get the Fresh Start program. That's basically where the IRS wipes out the taxes for no cost, or wipes out your taxes for a smaller amount than what you actually owed. And then the other ones maybe are currently not collectible. And way too many times people will come to us and they'll sit here and they'll basically say, hey, Carlos, I want an offer and compromise. And we always say, well, it doesn't work that way. You just don't call the IRS and say, give me an offer and compromise. There's a very specific, we got to find out what the tax problem is, file the returns. And then now we're looking at detailed information. What type of information are we looking at, Liz, when we're doing that?
We're looking at all of their finances. What do they earn? What are their expenses? We have to know, are they even able to pay this debt, make an installment agreement? So there's a lot of financial factors that we have to look at in order to come up with that conclusion.
So if you're a couple out there and you're dealing with tax issues in your relationship, or you're a couple that has that wants to get married, is it possible to get your tax problems resolved, Liz?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Do not get married if you have tax problems. Get them solved first. Figure it out, and just be honest with your future spouse. It's just be an open book. And if they love you, you'll be okay.
It's funny, Liz, that you asked that. Now, I had somebody that actually called me once. And they said, well, I don't know if my person has tax problems, which this could be a big issue because you're going really based on his on their word, right? Oh, yeah, I got no tax problems. Actually, one thing you can do, and this is something that our office can do for you, and we've done it for four couples, is you can actually ask to get a tax report, a transcript, where we can actually get a tax report or a tax transcript of each person, and we can give it to them. We can't give it to the other person. They can request it, and then they can share their information. And it will literally tell you if every year was filed, is there a balance due every year? It's kind of like a credit report for taxes, very similar to it. So we can get that information for you. One thing you can do, you can go to the IRS and you can actually do it for free and try to get each individual tax year. But that gets really cumbersome, requesting every, what are you going to do, request every year for the last 20 years? It becomes very, very kind of cumbersome. We can actually provide you a complete report and literally easy to read report what returns are, if all returns are filed, and if there's any tax balances. And if it's crystal clear, maybe now you can go forward in that relationship. Liz is off. I wish you would have told me that before we got married.
You know, but like Carlos said earlier, we came up with a solution, and there is a solution to your problem. I don't care how scary it looks. There's always a way to fix it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Love and Taxes. This book, again, you can pick it up on Kindle. And we're going to actually put the link on the screen here. You're going to see the link down here where you can actually grab this book for free. So you don't have to pay for the Kindle. We're going to actually provide this new book as a free PDF. Just click the link right here on the bottom of the screen, and we'll get you this actual book. Any closing thoughts, Liz, for our couples out there that are watching this video?
Again, you know, it's a touchy subject and nobody wants to talk about it, but just be honest with each other, you know, going into your relationship like you are with everything. And just know that there is somebody out there that can definitely help you and guide you in the right direction, and start your marriage on the right foot. And like I said, I'm just thankful that, like I said, we have that opportunity to have somebody guide us and give us the solution. So definitely reach out to anybody that you feel and trust as an enrolled agent or an attorney or tax attorney, as Carlos mentioned, or give us a call.
And that's one thing we do. We do a 20-minute free tax debt kind of an analysis for you. Or if you just need a person to talk to about your past situation. Everybody that calls our office loves it, because we don't sit here and try to sell you anything. We just want to hear what's going on in your life. And if we feel that there's a possibility we can actually work with you, we'll let you know how you can work with us. But we always tell people, we never ask for anybody's credit card over the phone. That's not what we do. Our job is to be of a service to you, to solve the IRS issues. And especially today, you know, the IRS has been pretty much on quiet mode for the last 3.5-4 years. And they're back fully at work, and they're actively starting to send out those collection letters. So, and I know a lot of people tend to ignore them. You can't ignore those collection letters anymore. But with that, Liz, I wanted to personally thank you again for joining us. I think the last time we did this was in San Diego on the beach. Yeah. We had this conversation. So now we're going to have a professionally produced production here that's going to look really good. And I want to thank my producer, Matt, for taking care of that. And again, go pick up the book. The link's right here, Love and Taxes. And we're super excited. It won't have this is the publisher copy, so it won't have that in there, but you can actually see that great looking couple there. Thank you for coming to Carlos's Blend, and I'll see you guys next time.